Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. John Stadtmiller's monument to free speech. Come, see the monument, hear the monument, and then go to our republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate button and keep this monument standing, because they're tearing down our monuments, you know that, and this is the one they're coming for next. So let's be ready for it. Let's keep free speech alive. Also, I just spent 2 hours standing around in a supermarket, and boy, oh boy, is there a lot of kosher certified food there. It's hard to know how to avoid it, but this is how you avoid it. You go to nationalbugle.com and you click on the Kosher-tified link and you download the Kosher-tified app, or you use it online for free. Even if you download the app, it's $2.99, the best $2.99 you ever spent. Then, when you go to the supermarket, you can be non-kosher certified, lead a non-kosher certified lifestyle. And today is Friday, and like so many Fridays, I have Mark Dankoff on with me. And Mark, I think I might even want to rename our Friday shows as maybe This Week in the Judaita. What do you think?
Well, that's right. If that based upon the stock of the market, you might do that. Then let me read about 4 or 5 items off the big board for folks, and then we can start in with this whistleblower business and the latest in what certainly appears to be the Judaita. In terms of elections and politics, in that category, in the big board at nationalbugle.org, we have wars for Israel, mass immigration, sodomy, Republican boy wonder Charlie Kirk gives people what they want. This is Eric Stryker.
He gives people what they want, and that's sodomy?
Well, that's certain kinds of people anyway, not us, certainly. But this comes to us from Eric Stryker of National Justice.
Friend of the show, by the way.
Russia Insider. Mm-hmm. This one's a key one in terms of our whistleblower discussion. We have a situation here where David Stockman is posted at Lou Rockwell, and it's entitled, Yes, Virginia, There is a Deep State, and it's feeding the anti-POTUS mob.
And I just want to remind people who David Stockman is. He was President Reagan's OMB, Office of Management and Budget. He was his budget director, right? And basically the architect of Reaganomics, which, you know, maybe you can take it or maybe you can leave it, but he is somebody who knows a thing or two about the workings of the government.
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. And Stockman goes into some degree of detail, both in regard to our friendly U.S. Army colonel, who is also a Ukrainian Jew, we are reminded by a Russian insider today. Stockman goes into this fellow's links with John Bolton, among others.
And his name is Alexander Vindman, right? V-I-N-D-M-A-N.
Yeah, Alexander Vindman, and Vindman or Vindman. And then, of course, there's the other whistleblower that we're going to get to as well. Here's one that I posted from Red State, from their Twitter account. Two former CIA directors admit, thank God for the deep state involvement in the impeachment proceedings. That comes to us via redstate.com.
Could they be any more subtle?
They can't be any more. They're about as subtle as all of the Katie Hill photos that they helped the UK Daily Mail publish here recently.
Did they help the UK? Was the deep state involved in Katie Hill?
Who knows?
Who knows?
That we don't know. But suffice it to say that Red State helped the Daily Mail apparently publish those photographs. And, of course, Katie Hill, since her resignation from Congress, has now been accusing her estranged husband of having slipped this to Red State, who, in fact, slipped it to the Daily Mail. And from there, it came to us at NationalBugle.com and at RBN. And it's probably all over the place by now.
But, I have to say, I know nothing about her. I guess she is one of these, either is she ex-military or ex-CIA, because they recruited all of these young people to run, and I know she's a freshman congressperson, but I know really nothing about her. But frankly, when you've got this massive Jeffrey Epstein Mossad kosher certification scandal that encompasses our whole government and compromises our presidents and Congress and everybody, and the perhaps mastermind, Ghislaine Maxwell, is still at large and not even indicted. And yet, why should I care about this, this whatever her name Hill is? Why should I care about it?
Yeah, this, I think this is obviously another deep state mainstream media diversion from the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell story, no question about it. Although it is safe to say that Katie Hill is a radical left Democrat, a freshman congresswoman, cultural Marxist, and sicko par excellence, who, of course, is now grousing over the fact that her ideological persuasions and her personal lifestyle have been made public in a way that even the state of California apparently can't tolerate.
And why is it that you and I are, you're, you know, a Lutheran minister? I don't know if you've taken nude photos with your gay lover and uploaded them.
No, I haven't done that real recently.
Why are we not allowed in polite company? We are so completely unacceptable. And, you know, Dr. Duke has never done that. But yet if Dr. Duke simply praises somebody, maybe he praises Tulsi Gabbard and then she has to denounce him. If he praises Donald Trump, he has to denounce. Isn't okay. Well, enough of that. So let's keep going.
Yes. Another big board story before we get to the whistleblower story. LifeSite News has an incredible post out there. My friend Jim Jotras, the Orthodox Christian who has published extensively on cultural Marxism in the United States, has gotten this to me via LifeSite News. It's entitled, Texas School District to Teach Third Graders About Sodomy and Condoms. We've posted that on the big board for people. We've already mentioned the Lee Rogers story from Russia Insider on the Ukrainian Jew dressed as a U.S. Army colonel, slandering his commander-in-chief. I posted something from Twitter from the Free Deutschland account that indicates that both Free Deutschland and the Alternative for Deutschland posts stand as a warning to American pinkos in regard to burgeoning tensions in the United States, demographically, politically, culturally, and otherwise. And I noticed that the Free Deutschland site today on Twitter had a very, very fascinating film footage, which we have posted on the big board, of a very, very ugly clash between rightists and leftists mm-hmm. that has taken place in Greece.
And when we talk about the big board, we mean nationalbugle.com. Go there.
That's right. Go to nationalbugle.com for those stories. One other thing, I'll mention two other things, and then we'll get into three other things, then we'll get into whatever you wish to discuss after the break. We did post Stephen F. Cohen's latest from Russia News Now on Russia, Ukraine, and Donald Trump. That gets into Dr. Cohen's very real concerns that this Russiagate hysteria, which is now turned into Ukrainegate hysteria, which diverts from the real truth of both Russia and Ukraine, is designed not only to get at Donald Trump, but also to totally poison American-Russian relations in a way that has not been seen since the Cold War and the end of the old Soviet Union.
That is a twofer. So, it is completely a twofer because it's not just to get at Donald Trump, but it is to make sure that Donald Trump or anyone else is kept away from Russia, who is a very natural. They have so many interests in common with us. Absolutely.
Yeah, the great irony is that we are in a post-communist period, a post-Soviet period in that country. So apparently a renaissance of Russian Orthodox culture in Russia has suddenly made them the enemy of all of the pinkos and globalists in the Democratic Party who used to love Russia in the communist period of time. Mm-hmm. So this is the ultimate paradox, the ultimate switcheroo politically, it seems, in the realignment of both American right and American left as it comes to Russia in the post-communist Putin era. So that's a phenomenon in and of itself.
Yeah.
And Stephen F. Cohen is always a go-to source.
He is
recognized internationally, and there he is again under war and foreign policy on our big board, Russia, Ukraine, and Donald Trump. And
he's,
then finally...
I just want to say he's very serious. He's a very serious, and out of all the people from mainstream academia, he's the one you're going to want to listen to, and I think he's got Tulsi Gabbard's ear because she's using some of his terminology. And I will say that he is the reason I never use the term coincidence, just because yes. out of respect to Stephen F. Cohen.
Yes. And then last but not least, as promised, the David Stockman post from Lou Rockwell entitled War on Iran, Oil, and the 2020 Election. So what Dr. Stockman says there, as well as his latest on the deep state and its involvement in the anti-Trump activities, the anti-POTUS activities, underscore that Dr. Stockman has gone public to say, yes, Virginia, there is a deep state. Yes, it's aligned against Donald Trump. Yes, it's pushing for a war in the Middle East. Yes, it's pushing for an unnecessary conflict with a Putin's Russia that we can, in fact, get along with in terms of recognizing the fact that, yes, we are still competitors, but we do not have to have the same relationship that we had at the height of the Cold War.
Mm-hmm. Okay, those are all interesting, and we might go back to some of these. But now you took a look at this. There was an article that Tucker Carlson referred to last night from a place called Real Clear Investigations. I don't know if they have anything to do with Real Clear Politics or if they're just copying their style, because they are copying the style. The format of their looks the same. Their logo looks the same. And this is by Paul Sperry. This is something that Tucker referred to last night with reference to the so-called whistleblower on Ukraine, whose name has been out there for a while, apparently, but Tucker didn't say his name. But this article by Paul Sperry at realclearinvestigations.com, it shows his name, shows his picture. Name is Eric Charamella. And I'm using the Italian pronunciation because it is an Italian name. But, you know, looking at his bio, being from Connecticut, having gone to Yale and then apparently Harvard after that, going into the CIA, there are some other things, some of his associations. I wouldn't be surprised if he's half tribal and then also just kind of the way he looks. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. But there is a lot of... there's a lot here that links him with the Jew d'etat. So I'm just going to read a couple of little snippets. Charamella huddled for guidance with the staff of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, that Schiff head who's the head of the House Intelligence Committee.
Or as Clint Eastwood calls him, Shifty Schiff.
Yeah, Shifty Schiff, who seems to be Schiff-faced. Every time I see him. And so Charamella, with the staff of the Intelligence Committee, Chairman Adam Schiff, including former colleagues who also held over from the Obama era. So, well, who is this Charamella guy? Well, he's CIA, who had worked closely with John Brennan and with Obama.
And Joe Biden.
With Joe Biden, that's right. And he's somebody who at school had studied Ukrainian and Russian, which is also something that, you know, that a lot of tribal people do. There's no reason why an Italian-American couldn't, but you're much more likely going to find a tribal person doing that. So he worked for the CIA and then got posted... I guess Susan Rice brought him into the Obama National Security Council staff. But so he was CIA working for under National Security Advisor Susan Rice. And then, of course, with all of the turnover at the very top echelons in the Trump administration, they never got, you know, the lower level staffers sorted out. So he stayed there and apparently was the source of these leaks very early in the Trump administration when Trump fired Comey in May of 2017. And then a day later, was meeting with the Russian ambassador. The Russian ambassador came to the White House and there was a leak that Trump in front of the Russian ambassador referred to Comey as like crazy or a whack job or something like that, Well, that gets leaked. And this Cherumella apparently was the guy who did that leaking. And now Cherumella apparently is the guy who has, you know, leaked this stuff about the phone call with the Ukrainian president. Apparently he was listening in on the phone call. So it's a whole, all a crazy situation. And I've got a few more things I want to say about it. But one thing I want to make sure I say on this show before I forget it is this whole business, the term digging up dirt, right? So the Russia hoax was supposedly, you know, had something to do with a dossier that dug up dirt on Donald Trump. And then this is supposedly, oh, Donald Trump is trying to get a quid pro quo so the Ukrainian government digs up dirt on Joe Biden. Well, I reject the whole term dig up dirt. What happened to Donald Trump was the CIA, John Brennan and his CIA, manufactured lies. They didn't dig up dirt. They manufactured lies that Donald Trump had been in a hotel room in Moscow, hired prostitutes, who urinated on a bed because Obama had slept on it, which is a complete lie. And that was a manufactured lie. And with this business in Ukraine, what Joe Biden, you know, I've applied for government contracts, I've applied for government grants, and you're not allowed to have any, not just conflict of interest, you're not allowed to have the appearance of a conflict of interest. How is this not the appearance of a conflict of interest when Joe Biden is in charge of American policy towards Ukraine and people in a position to benefit from American policy towards Ukraine put his son, who has no qualifications, on a board of directors and give him a whole bunch of money? Okay, so there's very much the appearance of impropriety, almost certainly the impropriety. And so this isn't digging up dirt. This is it looking into crimes and improprieties. Mark.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think there are two things that need to be said in regard to this entire asinine impeachment circus. The first of all, you pointed out that the Steele dossier, upon which the FISA warrant was obtained by the FBI and by other intelligence agencies in the United States, the Steele dossier proved to be a complete fraud. We need to understand who Christopher Steele is. He has longtime associations with the British MI6. Back in the period of time when it was suspected that Steele was in fact linked up to Soviet KGB intelligence in the communist period of time, this is something not being reported at all in the American mainstream media. The other thing is that after a $32 million Russiagate investigation, Brennan and company come up with absolutely nothing on Trump, because the entire thing was, if you'll pardon the unintended pun, trumped up from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, when we get to the Ukraine gate situation, which is nothing more than an extension of the Russiagate situation, first and foremost, the real story is the activity of a Democrat administration, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Victoria Nuland, mm-hmm. Jeffrey Pyatt, our ambassador to Ukraine, and the great Robert Kagan.
And Joe Biden.
Yes. Joe Biden.
And Robert Kagan, who is Victoria Nuland's husband, by the way.
Right. Kagan is Victoria Nuland's husband, Project for the New American Century guy. These individuals were all provably involved in facilitating an illegal coup d'etat in the Ukraine in February of 2014 against the Yanukovych regime.
Yanukovych elected president.
That's right. He was legitimately elected, whether you like him or not. The Obama, Clinton, Nuland, Kagan, Pyatt coup against Yanukovych was illegal, mm-hmm. a violation of international law, and is something that the American news media in the Zionist.
We've got to go off to the break. We'll come right back to you. But one thing, whether you like Yanukovych or not, guess what? Putin didn't like Yanukovych.
That's right. We'll carry that briefly at the break. Or at the break.
Man, get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
and make the world go away.
And we are back, and that was Eddie Arnold. Eddie Arnold, who is the new featured artist on This Week in the Jude Etat. So, Mark, you were saying regarding this illegal coup.
Well, the real story on Ukraine, again, is the illegal coup d'etat of February of 2014, facilitated by Obama, Clinton, Victoria Nuland, Robert Kagan, Victoria Nuland's husband, and Jeffrey Pyatt, our American ambassador to the Ukraine at the time. Now, that's the story, followed by the fact that subsequent to the illegal coup d'etat, Joe Biden becomes our chief point man on Ukraine. And Joe Biden and his son make a lot of buckos via a company called Burisma Holdings, which sets up shop after the illegal coup d'etat. So here you have major violations of both international law as well as domestic American law as it relates to these clear political payoffs, both to Joe and to Hunter Biden through this Burisma Holdings outfit subsequent to the coup d'etat. That is the real story here. And the Zionist news media and the usual lobby on Capitol Hill and in the American news media is spinning this as a story of Donald Trump's illegitimate call to the current president of the Ukraine to dig up dirt, quote unquote, on Joe Biden. You don't have to dig very far. It's all right out there in the open.
Newspaper. And even dirt. I mean, we're not talking about dirt. We are talking about some pretty fertile manure.
Well, that's exactly right. And much as is the case, the Clinton Foundation is tied up in this. there are credible allegations that subsequent to the coup, that the Clinton Foundation later benefited to the tune of about $100 million from this coup d'etat via the same people in the Ukrainian government who were funneling money to Biden and his son through Burisma Holdings. Now, none of this is being discussed in this impeachment circus in the currently going on television in the United States House of Representatives. And it's quite obvious that at the same time that this circus is going on, that media, controlled media, which is American mainstream media, is a deliberate deep state participant in keeping people from finding out what Stockman is trying to tell them about what this Ukraine gate thing is, and the Russia gate thing is, and the Syria crisis has been. This is what is going on in this circumstance. It's all not only a question of putting out deliberately false information, as was the case with the Steele dossier and the Ukraine or the Russiagate investigation of Brennan, but this continues now with Ukrainegate, not simply in terms of false information or distorted information about Donald Trump being put out there, but at the same time, it's a question of diverting people from seeing who committed the crimes in February of 2014, who economically profited in the American government from those crimes, and who ought to be facing an international tribunal merely for being involved in the overthrow of a legitimate government before we even get to the question of Burisma Holdings and the Biden payoffs.
Mm-hmm. And so part of the outrage over this phone call, okay, so part of it is, it's a quid pro quo, dig up dirt on Joe Biden, and, otherwise we're not going to give you, $500 million in military aid. Now, of course, first of all, Donald Trump had run on improving relations with Russia. He was elected on improving relations with Russia and not on carrying out a proxy war against Russia using the Ukrainian military. But, you know, they're saying, well, if Congress appropriates something, then the president can't dish out the money. And, of course, this was simply a delay. He wound up giving the money. He shouldn't, but that's another story. But here is a story, exclusive. This is from yesterday. This is from Reuters. U.S. was withholding $105 million in security aid for Lebanon. Okay, well, why? Because the prime minister resigned, because they're worried about an increasing role for Hezbollah, whatever. Why isn't this outrage? Everybody's jumping up and down because he's withholding money for a proxy war against Russia, but they're not jumping up and down because he withholds money, probably temporarily. He'll probably go ahead and give it. Who knows? But for Lebanon. So there's no consistency here. And if it wasn't for double standards, these people would have no standards at all.
Yeah, the standard that they live by is their own wallet. That's number one. And two, whether or not it benefits the Zionist cabal or not, which always explains the difference between something like Russiagate and Ukrainegate on the one hand, and the absolutely distorted coverage and the downright lies that are being told in mainstream media about what has been going on in Syria, what is going on in Lebanon, what we did in Libya illegally, and so forth and so on. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me that after the Russian intervention helps the Syrian Arab army regain control of its own country, that we continue to have the very people who were openly on film, on television, advocating regime change in Syria, now saying that that's not what we were doing there.
Yeah.
This is how bad this has gotten.
Okay, Eddie Arnold is telling us that anytime we're going
any
to the
time,
break.
We'll be right
back. You're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You want me back again. That's the time I'll
okay, we
back
are back. We're going to shift gears in just a bit, but I want to make sure that we have touched all of our bases. Let's see. There were a whole bunch of Jewish names associated with this story about the Charamello guy. I want to make sure I get them all. Hold on just one second. So one of the key people in this story about Charamello is this woman, Alexandra Chalupa. So she, again, I mean, she's Ukrainian-born, and she's got a pretty Jewish-looking face. One thing is, for those of you keeping score at home, basically, if anybody in America who is born in Russia or born in Ukraine, the odds are very, very strong that this is a Jew. Because you had in the 1970s, you had this Jackson-Vanik Amendment. And I know you remember the Jackson-Vanik Amendment,
yes,
Mark. And this was something that was tacked on to some sort of trade bill. And it prevented normal trade relations, or not pretty much any trade relations, with the Soviet Union unless the Soviet Union allowed for Jewish emigration either to Israel or the United States. And so you started getting a lot of Jewish immigration, even before the Soviet Union broke up in the 70s. Yeah, I remember going to Miami Beach. I hitchhiked down to Miami Beach in, 1978. And it was full of Russian Jews. 13 years before the breakup of the Soviet Union. And then, of course, afterwards, there was a giant flood. And so you have these people like that Alexander, who's the lieutenant colonel you were mentioning?
Vindman,
yeah. So him, and there's a whole bunch. And then in the media, you got Max Boot, born in the Soviet Union. He's a youngish, I guess he's late 40s. You've got, what's her name? Julia Yaffe, who's I guess early 30s maybe, or late 20s, early 30s. And a lot of these people, these young Jews from the former Soviet Union, they get here, and not just people from the former Soviet Union, but young Jews in general, who get into these very prominent positions at a very young age. And, you know, the New York Times does it for people like Julia Yaffe. Then there's, who do they have? They have someone named Weiss. What's her name? Something Weiss. Barry Weiss. I want to say that's what it is. And she's young, very, very mediocre person. But she, you know, she's in her late 20s and she's a columnist for the New York Times. And, you know, then they get ensconced in these positions and just stay there forever. But you look, you know, if you're keeping score at home, you look at these names that are coming up, you know, the staffers for Adam Schiff, you know, you just see these names and they're Jewish name after Jewish name after Jewish name. And the whole thing is a giant Jew d'etat. And the last thing I'll say is when I was watching PBS NewsHour last night and you're seeing Adam Schiff saying how, you know, how it really brings sorrow to his heart to have to do this, to have to launch into an investigation. And standing behind him is Elliot Engel and, I want to say Count Chocula, but who's the chairman of the, is it the Jewish, Gerald Nadler, right? Doesn't he look like kind of like a Dracula type of character?
That would be one way of describing it.
I think the only way to stop him would be a silver bullet.
Yeah, and it's important that the American people understand what's going on here. Certainly when you are looking at this whole business of Ukraine and Russia, and it's a part of a much bigger picture in terms of Zionist control of American foreign policy and media, but just looking more narrowly at the issue of Ukraine and Russia for a moment, and what happened in the Georgia-South Ossetia War of about a dozen years ago. Whenever you're listening to these Jews, Ukrainian and Russian Jews that are proliferating in this current circus being aligned against Trump or this ongoing circus in the news media generally, when it comes to matters Ukrainian and Russian, there are about three things that people need to understand in terms of this proliferation of these folks, these commentators and activists and truth tellers, supposedly, who all have this same demographic background, shall we say. Number one is their reaction toward Vladimir Putin is almost universally negative, and that's rooted in several reasons. One is that Vladimir Putin, in the post-Yeltsin period, finally managed to kick the fannies of a bunch of these Jewish oligarchs out of Russia who are stealing that country blind, especially in between the end of the old Soviet Union and the time that Putin actually took over as president. It is not an accident that the American Jewish establishment, which reigned supreme in the American political elite, was provably and on the front page of Time magazine at the time overtly supporting and overtly gaining American governmental support for getting Yeltsin reelected in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is a brand of foreign interference that is never mentioned today for obvious reasons in American mainstream media.
Yeah,
so
as I've mentioned before, if you want, it has been portrayed in the mainstream media in the HBO movie starring, what's the guy's name? The Fly, the Goldblum, what's his name? Something Goldblum? You know what I'm talking about. Jeff Goldblum,
yes.
Jeffrey Goldblum, HBO movie called Spinning Boars.
Yes. So all of this propaganda is aimed at Putin chiefly. One, because Putin was finally stopping all this Jewish oligarchic looting of Russia. And many of these people that did manage to make it abroad are doing quite well in Israel. Not all of them, of course, but they are all heavily vested in the Zionist state and in the Jewish power structure in the West. That's important that people understand this. Secondly, of course, Vladimir Putin's Russia is not just sitting by and allowing the project for the new American century and the Robert Kagans of the world and the Victoria Nulands of the world and the Benjamin Netanyahu's of the world and this two-party Zionist cabal and all of the individual components of that to have their way with Netanyahu's plan for a greater Israel. So the animus toward Vladimir Putin extends toward his support of the legitimate autonomy and integrity of Iran and Syria, and the fact that Putin has somewhat served, especially in Syria, to check the Zionist advance, which has clearly been the game plan since the 9/11 false flag event. So that's the other, the second reason they don't like Putin. And last but not least is the Zionist entity and the American Jewish lobby specifically don't like the post-communist Russian Orthodox cultural renaissance in Russia, which is fighting back against these pro-abortion policies, fighting back against the demographic war being conducted against white Russians in the same way that it's been conducted against white Europeans in the United States, largely without their own recognition of what was going on. And also it is Vladimir Putin's Russia that has stood up, and responsibly so, to this LGBTQ globalist agenda in Russia and elsewhere. So that when you add all of this up, the Jewish oligarchs and their money, when you look at the question of greater Israel in the Middle East, and last but not least, the Russian Orthodox Christian cultural renaissance in Russia, these are the three chief reasons for why the Jew d'etat is aimed at Trump and why the Jew d'etat is aimed at Putin's Russia. And the interesting thing to me, again, is Donald Trump has given Israel everything they want in terms of East Jerusalem, moving the American embassy to East Jerusalem, allowing this illegal settlements to continue to go on, even as the United States continues to subsidize Israel to the hilt. You know, Trump has basically given Israel the keys to the kingdom in terms of what it's doing in East Jerusalem and in Gaza and in the occupied territories, which is especially curious given what is obviously the level of American Jewish animus toward Donald Trump, who at least in terms of his foreign policy has certainly managed to reward the Sheldon Adelsons of the world quite handsomely. So how this all plays out remains to be seen. But I never cease to be amazed at just how much they hate Trump, given the fact that with his friendship with Netanyahu and the fact that he is basically recognizing and subsidizing the ongoing Israeli land grab in East Jerusalem and the occupied territories. Trump is doing nothing about Israeli genocide in Gaza. Trump has been supportive, sadly enough, of the Saudi-Israeli machinations and nefarious activities in Yemen and so forth and so on. Trump has killed the P5+1 deal with Iran, which I never supported Trump in that regard. And Trump certainly has not just flat out said that war with Iran is now off the table. So when you look at this whole situation, it's especially fascinating that the Jew d'etat is afoot, which tells me that that in addition to the greater Israel agenda in the Middle East, that this destruction of Putin's Russia must be so first and foremost in the minds of these fanatics, fanatics in our media, fanatics in Capitol Hill, that we have a level of Russophobia going on here that I think historically can be proven to outstrip the worst days of the American-Russian relationship at the height of the Stalin era. It's really something to behold.
Mm-hmm. Here's a thought. You got me thinking about these things, and part of this I've thought of already, but I think I've expanded it now. So I've said before that Jews are not a monolith. They're not a monolith. But what tends to unite them is waking up in the morning and thinking what's good for the Jews. They tend to want to work for what's good for the Jews. Now, they don't necessarily agree on how to go about it. In fact, they don't necessarily agree on really what are the priorities. And in the past, I've said, there's a difference between the interests of Israeli Jews and diaspora Jews, right? So Israeli Jews, they're primarily interested in, expanding Israel's borders, in extending and increasing their military advantage over everybody else in the region. That's their interest. American Jews are supportive of Israel, but things are going really well for American Jews here. They're very wealthy, affluent. They're just, massive privilege. And of course, want to keep it that way. And the way they want to keep it that way is by making sure there's never going to be any kind of ethnically based challenge to them, any kind of nationalist challenge. And so therefore, flooding the United States with immigrants as fast as possible. Now, I've often said that a lot of American Jews get uncomfortable with, the kind of uber expansionist policies of the Likud or other so-called right-wingers in Israel. It's like, hey, wait a minute, just don't rock the boat. Things are going well. Have a bit of patience. And I still think that. But now I started thinking from the Israeli point of view. From the Israeli point of view, I mean, their priority is, expanding their borders, expelling Palestinians, increasing, war with Iran. That's part of their agenda. And when they look over at American Jews, they want American Jews to be running America, but don't necessarily want American Jews to be rocking the boat over in America by maybe going full throttle on open borders and on gay sex and trannyism. And so you got somebody like Sheldon Adelson, who is, he's rich enough to have a foot in both camps, but I think in terms of his interests, he is more in line with Israeli interests. And so you have some American Jews who are more in line with Israeli interests who are uber Zionist in terms of the Middle East, but more restrained in terms of cultural Marxism and open borders. What do you think of that? Do you think that I'm onto something here?
I think your analysis is very reasonable. It makes sense, which essentially says that this American Jewish element, this American Zionist element in the United States that absolutely wants to get Donald Trump at all costs has simply decided that it wants to have the whole enchilada, the entire pie. It not only wants the pro-Israel agenda in the Middle East, which they're going to get with anybody, presumably, although Donald Trump, oddly enough, has arguably done more for them than any other American.
In a way, but neither Trump nor Obama signed off on the war with Iran, and I think Bush and Cheney might have been willing to do it, but not able to.
Right. And, of course, the jury is still out. Stockman's article, which we referenced at the beginning of the show, on war with Iran, oil, and the 2020 elections is worth taking a look at for our listeners today, having them take a look at it in regard to all of the dimensions of what may yet happen there. But suffice it to say that I've pretty much concluded that the domestic American Jewish power structure in this country that has the level of animus toward Donald Trump that it does apparently believes that the pro-LGBTQ agenda, the pro-abortion agenda, and the pro-open borders agenda are all a part of their game plan for the total domestic hijacking of the United States, and that no matter what Trump gives them in regard to the Sheldon Adelson greater Israel issue, that it is not enough to stave off their attack dogs because they are going to insist on the open borders, the unrestrained, unvetted, illegal immigration into the United States from all over the world because they want to get at the remaining white European Christian influence in the United States. I believe that that's absolutely provable. And when you add to that the their wholesale faith-based belief, if you want to put it that way, in abortion on demand through the ninth month of pregnancy, complete with government subsidies, and then the unrestrained LGBTQ influence in every strata of American society. This gets into what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, that right here in the state of Texas.
And what we'll have to talk about
well,
at the end.
Yes. So we'll get into that, right? A little trip, along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met up with the British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British got...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Couldn't catch them down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And we're back, and Mark, you were going to get into something weird in Texas.
Yeah, this is Texas where this is going on, folks. I think most people, when they think of Texas, they think of conservative, they think of Christian, gun owners, people with certain a certain brand of moral traditionalism, and yet this cultural Marxist agenda has advanced far enough that LifeSite News reports to us today. And Jim Jotras got to me on this on Twitter. LifeSite News is now reporting that you have a situation outside of Austin, Texas, where this particular Texas school district is going to be teaching third graders about sodomy and condoms. This is a post from Calvin Freiberger, of LifeSite News. And in this particular case, he goes into the details of this. And this is an October 31st byline yesterday. He says that despite heavy turnout from parents opposed to the plan, the Austin Independent School District voted Tuesday to approve a sex ed curriculum that calls for teaching children as early as third grade how to engage in sodomy and put on condoms, that gender is quote-unquote non-binary, and more. As defined by Texas Values, which is an organization more in tune with our thinking at RBN, and of course Texas Values keeps me informed on such matters here in this state, the curriculum discourages gender-specific language like mother and father because it can, quote, limit children's understanding of gender into binaries, unquote. It encourages children to attend LGBTQ pride rallies and explore other ways to become LGBT allies, quote, unquote, and proposes various role-play scenarios for children to act out in class, including lesbians deciding when to engage in oral sex.
Oh, my God.
And how to handle the aftermath of a drunken sexual encounter.
That's and this is for third graders.
Third graders, folks. I was in the third grade when John Kennedy was president. And I can tell you, in the state of Alabama in 1963, or in any other state in the United States, during the reign of an ostensibly liberal Democrat of that era, anybody in the country involved in something like this would have been feloniously prosecuted and probably hung, literally hung. So this is an indication that the cultural Marxist agenda in the United States is impacting Texas schools, courtesy of the People's Republic of Austin, it would seem, and courtesy of the Democratic Party, provably. And last but not least, we're going to say it right out over the air with all of the evidence that we can marshal at our disposal, including the rhetorical support of one Joe Biden, who agrees with us on this subject, and that is that American Jews and American Jewish organizations have played a disproportionate role in bringing the LGBTQ agenda to pass in the United States, including...
That's what Joe Biden said. That's what Joe Biden said.
Biden said that. Of course, the Zionists were up in arms when I used the Biden quotation right after the Obergefell decision on press television Iran to say, Mr. Biden is absolutely correct, and I'm correct. The only difference is Biden says this is great. I say it's reprehensible. But he certainly understands what I do and that it's all about the Jews and the Jewish organizations. Just look at the friend of the court briefs that were filed, the amicus briefs filed before the United States Supreme Court in the Obergefell deliberatory process. That obviously proves the point.
Yeah.
And here we have now in the state of Texas, folks, third graders are going to be learning about sodomy and condoms and how lesbians have oral sex.
And
so there is your Texas public school system at work, with more to come if there is a Democrat victory in 2020 and more Democrat rewriting of laws, even as a Republican Party that is absolutely asleep at the switch continues to lose, but to lose more slowly.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you very much. We are at the end of our time, but... look forward to you coming back next week for more on This Week in the Jew d'Etat. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.